Our reading today is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. In the Pew Bibles, it can be found on page 966. In the larger blue Bibles, it can be found on page 1710. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law together, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And, having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the word of the Lord.
In New Year, 2015, it's dragging on already, don't you think, this year? No? You're 1% through the year. There we go, 99% to go. Interesting song there, all sorts of interesting things, all sorts of things wrong with it. We'll spot some of those as we go through. But good sentiments and good words. Just remind me of the names of those three kings. Nativity kind of cock-ups, that things that have gone wrong in nativity things. And I heard of one where three kings come on, and the first one comes and he presents his gift and says, "I am, what was it, Belshazzar, I bring you gold." And the next one comes on and says, I am Mel, and I bring you myrrh." And the last one comes and says, "I am Casper, and Frank sent me." So, yeah. I'm glad you're laughing. If you got that, just, I want you to hold that, like, kind of hold that up. You should all have got one of these. If you haven't got one of these, there's plenty spare. So just hold that up if you got it. You'll need these, and it'll be very helpful to me, throughout the next sort of 15 minutes. I'm going to ask you to hold these up at various points. So if you hear something funny, if you get a light bulb moment, I want you to hold this up. Alright, don't be shy, there'll be other people doing it, and it'd be really helpful to me if you do that, so I know that you're getting what I'm talking about, okay? If there's just lots of blank faces and none of these, I know I'm not hitting the spot. Alright, so, and the other practical thing is, I'm going to be doing it from back there today, so if you can't see all the way back there, this is your opportunity just to shuffle maybe towards the middle more so you can see. It doesn't matter, people don't mind you changing seats, so if you want to get near the middle, now's your opportunity. I'm going to be telling you a number of jokes. And when you get them, you're going to do this, aren't you? That's right. Has anybody here had a really good Christmas cracker joke this year? Who wants to share a really good Christmas cracker joke? Ailish. You can always rely on Ailish. Come on, Ailish.
What do elves learn at school?
I don't know. What do elves learn at school?
The alphabet.
Hey. Look, they're all getting it. They're getting it. Well done, that light bulb moment. I've got a couple of my own. See if any light bulb's gone for any of you. So, we've got the world's most pedantic pirates. And they're setting off onto battle. And the captain's mate says, "Cannons be ready, captain." And the captain says, "Ah." Thank you. Well, I can see there's a couple there. Thank you. So, a man, A man's just finished his Christmas shopping. As I see that light, there's a light going on there. There's a man who's just finished his Christmas shopping, and he's been out, and he walks past a pub, and he sees a sign outside saying, "The world's best punch served here." And so he goes in, and he says, "Oh, I've seen your sign. Have you still got some left?" And the barman says, "Yes." He says, "Oh, can I have a nice glass of punch?" And the man says, "You have to join the line." And he turns around, but there isn't one. Thank you, Joseph. I did have to explain it to him. Oh, there's a few lights going on. Anyhow, the Magi, they were wise men. It's not as it says in the song. It's not the three kings. They were wise men, or Magi. And it's the word we get magicians from. And not because they could do tricks or evil powers. It's because they knew secrets. Because they could do secretive things. They had secret knowledge and power that came from learning. It's also the word that we get the word magistrates from. Because these were powerful people. They were the ones who appointed judges. And they were the ones who appointed the leaders. Magistrates comes originally from that word magi. And I wonder what it was about their learning that set them off on their journey. It says they were studying the stars. Now, hands of you have heard of a guy called Daniel in the Bible? Anybody know? Quite a few hands. A very famous guy in the Bible. He was a magi. It says in the story of Daniel that he was so clever and so learned, and he had this particular gift of being able to interpret dreams. He had the knowledge to say what dreams meant. And so the king made him his chief magi, whatever. And it caused him all sorts of bother because he was Jewish, and all the other magi were kind of hereditary things. This got him into a lot of bother. It ends up with him being thrown in a lion's den ultimately because of it. But he also made various predictions using this knowledge and this gift that God had given him. And he made certain predictions about a coming king in the future. One day the magi, several generations later, hundreds of years later, are looking at the stars. They're studying the stars. And using all their knowledge. When they see something they have never seen before. They see this amazing star. And they think, there's a prediction about this. And they go back to their books and they start their learning and studying. And they say, could this be the magical, the amazing prediction that Daniel made? The mysterious king particle. The elusive particle. We'll go in search of it. And so what did the Magi follow? What did they follow? No, they didn't. You need to read the Bible. They didn't follow a star. They went to where they would find the king. Where would you find the king? In a palace, in a capital city. And they were following the king of the Jews. So they went to the place where the Jews would have a palace. They went to Jerusalem. Just like if you wanted to find a newborn king of England, you would go to Manchester. You would go to London. So they head off to Jerusalem. And they make their way to Jerusalem on their journey. And through their studies, they know that that's where the newborn king of the Jews would go. And it even says so. Here, let's just really remind it. It says, this is how the birth of Jesus came about. After he was born in Bethlehem, the time of King Herod, the Magi from the east came to Jerusalem. And they said, where is the one who has been born the king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east. They didn't follow the star. They'd seen the star. And we have come to worship him. Now, it caused a little bit of bother with that because there was already a king of the Jews. His name was Herod. And Herod Caesar had given him the title king of the Jews a few years earlier. So you can imagine how a bit upset he was when these other people say, where's this other king of the Jews? And it causes a bit of an uproar and a bit of a stir. But that's what they did. They arrived in Jerusalem. All their studying and learning and the predictions of the other Magi had brought them to Jerusalem. Here's another one for you. Computer programmer wants a cup of tea. And he goes to the fridge. There's no milk. So he shouts to his wife, I'm just going to the corner shop to get a pint of milk. His wife shouts down, oh, if you've got any eggs, will you get a dozen? He comes back 10 minutes with 12 pints of milk. He says, they did have eggs. Thank you. There's still a few. Got kind of... Okay. An infinite number of mathematicians go into the bar. And the first one orders a pint. And the second one orders a half. And then the third one orders a quarter. And the fourth one orders an eighth. And the sixteenth. The barman says, oh, look. I'll just give you 2 pints, you lot know your limit. Well, oh, not so many for that one. Alright, so the Magi have arrived in Jerusalem. Did they find the King of the Jews in Jerusalem?
No.
No, because he wasn't there. He wasn't there. All their learning and all their cleverness had got them a lot closer, but they hadn't met the King of the Jews. Do you know, all our learning, God has given us a gift of learning, and he's given us education because he wants us to study the amazing world he has made. And by studying and learning and education, we can get to know more about this amazing God. There's a scripture in the Bible. It's on the screen, but I'll read it from here as well. It says, "The heavens declare the glory of God." And do you know what? Throughout history, some of the greatest scientists the world has ever known have been Christians. Or if they haven't been Christians, they've been a believer in God. Because as they study, their minds think, wow, this universe, this world, this body of ours is so awesome. There must be a God. And throughout history, science and knowledge has brought people closer to God. It's not the kind of science, God or religion. Actually, the two go together because it's an amazing world that God has made. And the Magi were the best and most knowledgeable people of their time. And they came and it brought them closer to the Son of God, the King of the Jews. But did they find him through their knowledge? No. So what did they do next? Let's read on a bit more. He says this. When King Herod heard all this, he was disturbed. We've explained why. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and the teachers of law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they said, "for this is what the prophets have written." And then they read the prophecies from hundreds of years ago, from the prophets of years ago. And they head off towards Bethlehem. The next leg of their journey was towards Bethlehem. What was it that took them on the next leg of the journey? It was reading God's word. It was studying Scripture. And by studying Scripture, they suddenly realised, actually, it's not in Jerusalem. That's not where the King of the Jews is going to be born. It's in this little town called Bethlehem. And you know what? Your knowledge will bring you so far, and it will bring you closer to God, but it won't satisfy you. It won't take you all the way. There's still those questions of life and death and good and evil, all those other questions that need answering. And actually you get those by studying God's word, by studying Scripture, by getting to know the book where God has given his word. There's another verse in Scripture that says this: "You search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. But it is they that bear witness about me," about Jesus. And so all these amazing learned rabbis and teachers of the law look and they say, no. The King of the Jews will be in Bethlehem. Do you know, if you're here this morning, I'm hoping it's because you want to get to know the King of the Jews a bit better. This God of the Bible a bit better. And it's great to get learning and to study Scripture and to come to church and sing songs and to listen to preachers and to read Christian books. And it will take you on the next leg of your journey. But that's not how they found Jesus. Knock, knock. I done it. We'll just leave that one. We'll leave that one hanging. We'll leave that one hanging. All right, so... I just want to ask you a question. Who is the most famous TV doctor? True. So, Native Americans greet each other how? Thank you. Yes, thank you. I see those lights. So, they head off on the next leg of their journey. Let's find out what happens. Herod called the Magi secretly, found out from them the time the star had appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem. And he said, "Go, make a search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so I too may go and worship him." So after they heard from the king, they went on their way, the next leg of their journey, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. This is where they follow a star. Not up to now. They'd used their knowledge up to now. And it had taken them so far. And then the rabbis and the teachers of the law had told them where Bethlehem was. It's interesting, they didn't go, did they? They were happy studying the Bible, but they didn't do anything about it. There's a thought. These guys follow it. And they set off. But actually, they needed something else. They needed something else. They didn't need somebody just to tell them where it was. And as they travel, they see something. They see a new light. They see a star. And it's the star that guides them. It's the star that leads them right to the place where Jesus could be found, where this newborn King of the Jews was. Where, what the star was it a comet? Was it a conjunction of two planets? Was it an angel? Was it some amazing, miraculous new star? We don't know. The point of the thing is, it was something, a light, which led them right to where Jesus was born. Right to the place. And they entered the house and they presented their gifts. And it says they fell down and they worshipped him. It was a star that led them to the King of the Jews, the newborn king. Do you know something? Your knowledge will bring you closer to God. You can study the word and come to church and it will take you on the next leg of your journey. But do you know what you need to find? The King of the Jews. Do you know what you need to find? You need to have him bring you his light. And he will lead you right to the newborn King of the Jews. Do you know something? You can't get that by your own knowledge. You can't get it by listening to sermons. You need God to say, let there be, and there was light. There's another verse in the Bible. I can't remember. I don't know how to put my bit of paper. But it's on the screen. It says, I'm getting further away from Jesus now. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Goes, love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. Why do they find me? Because God will switch on a light. A star will lead you to the King of the Jews. So, I wonder today, it's got a special name, right? It's called the word Epiphany. It's a light bulb moment. It's that eureka moment when you think, ah, now I get it. Some of you still haven't worked out the man who's the bar, okay? The man at the bar, yeah? You got it yet? But it will suddenly, the light comes on and you realise, that man that I've been learning about, that person I've been hearing about, I've read about, actually, he is who he said he is. He is the King of the Jews. And you know something? I just wondered here, if anybody can think of that light bulb moment, I wonder if people here have had that light bulb moment where they suddenly realise, ah, now I know Jesus. Now I've met him. Just put it, I wonder if we could have a little show of light bulbs. If you've had that experience in your life where you suddenly realise, wow, I know who Jesus really is. That's fantastic. And you know something? It doesn't stop there. If you've had that light bulb moment, it doesn't stop there, because it's not just the baby Jesus. He became the saviour of the world. And suddenly, click! Ah, that's what the cross is about. It's about Jesus dying for me. And then it goes on later. Do you know, if you read the Bible, the disciples kept having these light bulb moments. Oh, that's what you meant when you said I was going to come back to life. You meant I was going to come back to life. Oh, that's what you meant. And then at Pentecost, they had a light bulb moment, almost very literally, a flaming one, where they, oh, that's what you meant when you said you were going to fill us with love and power. And you know, all through your life, no matter how long you've been a Christian, if you keep seeking him diligently, the light will go on. And God will give you a deeper revelation, a new epiphany in your life. So I want to ask you today, start off the year 2015 with an epiphany moment. If you seek him diligently, your knowledge will take you so far. Coming to church will take you so far. But you need to seek God diligently and say, God, turn on your light in my life. So let's just pray and ask God to do that for us in 2015. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Magi. We thank you for their story. We thank you that they used their knowledge and their learning to come closer to you. But we know that wasn't enough. And we thank you that there were great scholars of the Bible who showed them where your prophecies said you were going to be born. But we thank you, God, because that wasn't enough. We thank you that when they set off to find you with all their hearts, that you shone a light and led them to Jesus. And we pray today that there will be lights going on in hearts and minds in 2015. And for those who've already met you, Jesus, we pray you would take us deeper. You would give us new epiphanies about who you are, about who you are, the God who heals us, who restores us, who wants to be our saviour, our provider. May lights go on in our lives in 2015. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you didn't get any of the jokes, Jonathan will fill you in at the end. All the light bulbs.